from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
John Heyman, insider for MLB Network.
Chicago is watching carefully, no question about it.
New York Post columnist, Curb Your Enthusiasm enthusiast.
You hate people. Well, I hate people individually, but I love mankind.
John Heyman with Mully and Haw.
I'm going to endorse the point where I say you never know with the Cubs, but I'm going to retract the I like the White Sox.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's a delight to talk to the great John Heyman, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. John, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you hanging in there, Mully? You sound bubbly. I'm surprised.
I've given up. I have been kind of muted in my response. And after yesterday, after watching let's be honest, it was just the Keystone Cops kind of stuff. It was comical. Of all players, a Loy at bat, you pop one up and, you know, play the Benny Hill music and guys running into each other. And what are you going to do? You got to just kind of embrace it at some point. I think the bigger story, John, as you can imagine, is the Cubs. And we know Paul Skene's good, but the Cubs coming home and losing 2 to the Pirates, losing a series when you got – both the Yankees and the Dodgers coming in, back-to-back, rather. It's just scary.
Yeah, you cannot be losing to the Pirates at this point. They'd rallied nicely to get on the cusp of the race, shall we say, but cannot lose to the Pirates. Those are just games that are killers. The schedule's tough for the Cubs going in, and, they're not out of it completely, but you've got to really have great faith to think you lose 2 in a row to the Pirates, you're going to do better against the Dodgers, Yankees. The rest of the schedule looks pretty ominous. It's nice that they rallied a bit, but the last couple games are just killers.
Schedule ominous because the Yankees are coming into town this weekend, John. Anthony Rizzo reportedly back. What role is he playing with the Yankees now, and how do you think he will be moving forward?
Well, he is their first baseman. They sent Rice down, and, LeMahieu is now on the bench, which, you know, unfortunately for him, 2-time batting champion. I don't know whether he's still hurt or what, but he just hasn't done it. So Rizzo is the guy, so he plays a key role for them at this point because you cannot have a 2-man offense, and it's certainly improved in the last few weeks with Stanton back, with the acquisition of Jazz. They are a much better offensive team right now. They are a really good offensive team. Their problem is really in the bullpen, as we've seen recently.
When does a team know it's over? Do they know it's over? I'm just asking because, for a friend.
Well, I think like the rest of us, they suspect that they're in trouble and they need to rally big time. I mean, I don't think they think it's over. I don't think it's over yet for the Cubs, but certainly close. You know, I mean, at this point, it's probably a 10% chance or less. So, that's some chance, though, right? It's not Jim Carrey stuff. They got some possibility.
Well, you look at this season, if the Cubs miss the playoffs, in terms of Craig Counsell, how will it affect his stature? What will you think of the job that he's done?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he's still going to be looked at as an outstanding manager. This will not be looked at as one of his best efforts. He obviously works around the clock, one of the smartest guys in the game. But this is a team with a run differential of probably a plus 50, something like that at this point. You know, it's a team that probably should have contended for that last wild card spot, still in there, still playing meaningful games. But if they don't make it, as you say, which is certainly a strong possibility, it's certainly not a great year. Whether he makes $8 million or not, you know, he's certainly not going to get Manager of the Year votes this year. I'm sure he put in a big effort, as he always does. He's a very smart guy. But, you know, it really was not quite an improvement over what they did last year. It basically looks like the same at this point.
You know, you see Ohtani go back and you see the Dodgers win and you think it's great that he's grateful for the return and everything, but boy, he's living his best life, isn't he?
It's unreal. First 43-43 man, first 44-44. He likely will be the first 50-50 guy. He's certainly on pace right now, around for 52-53 in stolen bases and home runs. And it's pretty amazing. We've never seen a DH win the MVP, at least not a full-time DH. Don Baylor was 65 games at DH in 1979 for the Angels, won the MVP. And it is very likely he will win the MVP. I know Lindor is ahead in one of the two wars, but, you know, someone's doing something historic, that kind of supersedes probably everything, including the war. So he's the very likely MVP, and it's stuff we've never seen before, and he's done it before, that we've never seen it before, right? The pitching and hitting thing, and now the potential of the 50-50 thing, but even 43-43 we've never seen before.
The Mets just swept the White Sox, no big thing, but can they catch the Braves?
I think they can. I kind of went out there on May 18th when things were going poorly for the Mets and said they'd be a playoff team. I think their chances probably statistically are less than 50% because the Braves have a much, much easier schedule. It's not just because the White Sox are now off the Mets schedule. There are other reasons for that. They have Mets have to play three against the Brewers, who are really good, six against the Phillies, who are really good. Both teams playing to get that bye. Only two teams get the bye, and right now they're almost in a dead heat for that second team, along with the Dodgers, to get the first round bye. So Milwaukee, Philly playing for the same thing and going hard, and I think right now, you probably, even though it's a half a game and that's basically nothing within the margin of error, it's you'd favor the Braves, probably statistically speaking, over the Mets.
Great stuff, John. Great catching up with you as always. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
It's a pleasure. Hang in there, Mully. You're doing good.
All right, buddy. That is John Heyman. Wait, you know, what are you going to do? It's coming. There's no way around it, right? There's no chance of anything other than the worst season in history, and certainly we've seen it unfold in front of us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.